Welcome to Truth and Healing Podcast. It's your girl, Gifty. Thank you for joining me today as we embark on the journey of taking control of your life. Today, our topic is ideas. How ideas come to you and how you can use ideas to change your life. First, I want to thank God for you. I want to thank God for bringing you, giving you back the breath of life. Thank you. I'm thanking Him that you can see, you can hear, and to even touch your phone, your tablet, or your laptop to click and listen to me. It's not a right, it's a privilege, and I thank God for your life. I thank God that you can see, you can hear, you can talk. And you come to see the journey He's taking us on. Thank God. I thank Him for you. And I thank Him for yet another day. We can hear each other, talk to each other, and impact a change in each other's life. Thank God for you. Today, we're going to talk about ideas. Ideas. Those who think on paper think better. Because what you write on paper, you can see and enhance and expand on it instead of having it in your head. So, I consider ideas as compound thought that stimulate moves. Ideas as compound thoughts that stimulate moves. Ideas are thought product. Ideas are thought product. Ideas are mental virtues accessible mainly by thinkers. They do not drop in the laps, on your laps from the sky. They are captured thoughts aimed at specific solutions. They come only to people who are given to the art of reasoning, A-R-T, art of reasoning. People that engage your capacity for logical, rational, and analytical thinking. Ideas, therefore, exclusively reserved for addictive thinkers. People who are thinking addict. You and I can be thinking addict. And you are one of them. That's if you pay attention to the thoughts that go through your head. And I mean positive thoughts. Positive ideas, not the wicked ones. That's not what we're talking about here. There is a story told by Bill Gates that I thought it's worth sharing. It was reported that one day his mother kept calling him around the house. Bill, where are you? He was in the basement doing what he knows best to do. The story went on to say, and when his mother finally opened the door to where he was, he responded, reacting by reflex as he was. I'm thinking. Today, everybody knows Bill Gates, and he can be classified as one of the greatest revolutionists in our days. His input in technology has changed the face of education globally. This again is a proof of what they have often said. Every star is a thinker. And every committed thinker is a potential star. So you are a potential star. Because you're listening to me and you're going through your head like, well, what? You are a potential star. I believe it is tasking of the senses that commands success. At the root of every gain is the use of the brain. At the root of every gain is the use of the brain. It is brain work that makes things work. I agree that wealth is indeed product of man's capacity to think. Good news here is that everyone has a pound of brain. It was gleaned from Christ's parable in Luke 19, verse 11 to 27. However, there are some great beers, others crush it. Some ask it, most bury it. Yes, you have a pound of brain, which is a lot. It is same color, it is same size, it is same number of cells, it is same kind of lubricant, it is same for all men and women, it is same for all races and colors. It was E.W. Hewan. Ken Young. It said, make your brain work. It will sweat, but make it work. It will improve, it will develop until you become the envy of those around you. Make your brain work. It will sweat. It will make that make it work. It will improve. It will develop until you become the envy of those around you. I believe the more you task your brain, the more you task your brain, the greater the ideas you generate, and the greater the results you command. When you stop thinking, you start sinking, because it is the thinker's world. A startling study revealed that only 5% of human race think. 15% think they are thinking, and the remaining 80% would rather die than think. Sad. Only 5% of humans in this human race think. 15% think they are thinking, and the remaining 80% would rather die than think. It is Richard Nixon that said, a true idealist is one who pursues what his heart says is right, the way his heart says it will work. Thinking is the only way to generate viable ideas. As ideas are communicated, they are communicated through what? Thoughts. Just like a flash across the mind, thoughts are mental treasures, but they are highly volatile. They are not quickly engraved on paper. As they come, they go to the grave and end it. They fast become dissipated, if not prompted and crumbly documented. That's why I always carry a piece of paper, post-it note, small book from the dollar store, and a pen beside my bedside. And sometimes you wake up and a thought flashes through your head. Write it down. In my car, I have a notepad and a pen right beside me. Any thought that flashes through my head, I write it down. Because something can happen along the way and you forget about it. Somebody cuts you off, somebody phones you, tells you some bad news or some happy news or something that just goes, the thought just went out the roof. It's not sitting there waiting for you. So, always carry a pen and a paper, even in your desk, where you're sitting. Now that people work from home, wherever you're sitting, wherever your workstation is, carry a pen and a paper and write things down, because you are easily, it can be easily forgotten. Write ideas down that come to you. You may say, oh, this is a stupid idea. Write it down anyway. So don't go to bed without some paper near you. I believe those who think on paper think better, as paper is the most secure way to store what? Your thoughts. That's why people have journals. They have diaries. Think and write. That is why every addicted thinker is a committed writer. No wonder God said, write what thou seest. He instructs us to become paper thinkers. Inspired ideas can come anytime. So you are free to sit down, even on a toilet seat, and write. I have a book and a pen there too, beside my toilet seat. I have a book and a pen, my Bible, my prayer book, spare book, and a pen. Because sometimes you would never know where you'll be sitting and thoughts will run through your head. Ideas will come at you. I believe inspired ideas are the greatest assets of man. It establishes his earthly relevance. Or, how else did Abraham become rich in cattle? Fine idea came his way that made him the greatest farmer in his time. While others were going about in search of water horses for their cattle, Abraham received an idea to dig a well. Who gave him that idea? God did. God speaks to everybody, but don't be a part of the 80% that will rather die than think, or be the 15% that think they are thinking. Only 5% of the human race think. Be part of the 5%. Whereas every animal farmer was driving his cattle and sheep long distances to water streams for watering, Abraham got an idea on how to water his with no stress to the cattle. So they were able to what? Multiply. He wondered where the rain that fell last year went. He decided that it must have gone into the ground. So let's dig for it. He dug a well of water for watering his cattle. This made them fatter than the others because they were not being moved about in search of drinking water. As a result, Abraham became the biggest animal farmer in his time. The Bible records that he became very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Because nobody wants to go to the farm and buy no skinny goat or skinny cow. Everybody wants a cow with meat on it. Isaac also became wealthy through divine ideas. He probably said to himself, "My father dug wells to water his cattle. I can also dig wells to water my crops instead of waiting forever for rain to fall." Isaac became the first irrigation farmer in his time. While other Philistines were waiting for rain to fall, Isaac was busy watering his crops from the wells he dug. This made him the greatest farmer of his time, causing the Philistines to what? Envy him. The Bible says, "The man waxed great, went forward and grew, and the Philistines envied him." An inspired idea can turn any man or woman to the envy of his world. Think Jacob also. Took an inspired idea to free him from the oppressive hold of Laban, his father-in-law. He was able to detect the color and the shades of his cattle by making the strong ones meet before the rods of Ola he placed in front of them in the watering troughs. One inspired idea, he was able to subdue his enemies. Nothing in the world compares to the potency of inspired ideas. Nothing in the world compares to the potency of inspired ideas. How do you access inspired ideas? The question then is, how do we tap into inspired ideas? In Genesis 24 verse 63, "And Isaac went out to meditate in the fields at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, camels were coming." Isaac communicated with God in the eventide, in the cool of the day, when the sun was setting. he goes out into the field and talks to God. Meditation is one of the vital breeding grounds for inspiration. I'm not talking the yoga type of meditation. Meditating on the Word of God. That is why we see Isaac go out to the field to meditate. Understanding does not just drop on people. It comes through a conscious process of meditation. That is staying mentally focused on an issue until the nitty-gritty of it are unfolded to you. It is time for us to become the toast of the world. But this can only happen when we trigger potential in us by insight communicated through the Spirit of God. Insight about fact of life relevant to our individual and collective pursuit. This is what makes all the difference. It is time to change our orientation, as this is the only way to enhance the beauty of our destiny. We cannot stay with tradition, else we'll become victims of stagnation. It is time to move and take steps in the right direction. We have been clapping and clapping. The church will soon lose relevance unless we become contributors to the society we live in. Your clapping will soon become a nuisance unless you are adding value to your community. Remember, we are not the light of the church. We are the light of the world. We are not the salt of the church. We are the salt of the earth. We are to get there and influence those places through inspired ideas. So invest time. Time. T-I-M-E. Time. Time is the principal raw material needed in the factory of ideas. Ideas answer only to those who have time for it. Without setting time apart to reason, your rising is not in view. Jesus, during his time on earth, went to a mountain and just sat down there. He was not praying, reasoning. If you don't have time to reason, it is not your turn. It's time, it's where it all begins. Ideas, product, or art, are a key of reasoning with evidence of added value. Time, as we know it, is the outermost essence in the school of ideas. There is a separation required for illumination. You need to be separated to get revelation, illumination. Having separated himself, a wise man begins to seek and reason out a solution. There must be a way out here, he tells himself. Everyone is equally allotted 24 hours daily. Time is, therefore, an asset of universal equality. No matter how busy you are not entitled to more than 24 hours in a single day. No matter who you are. So, no one person has more than the other. The difference is that while some are spending their time, others are investing theirs. You don't know true investment until you learn time investment. The more time you have for reasoning, the more insight you gain and the greater results you command. The mobile phones you carry about most of the time are working against you. When an idea is coming, it rings. And by the time you finish answering the call, the idea has flown away. Time is an invaluable asset. Unfortunately, most people are abusers of time. The West has no more time than the East. Neither has the South more time than the North. But one is wiser in his investment of time than the other. We must begin to redeem our time from traditional pollution, cultural pollution, and unrelated issues, scrambling for our time during business hours. That is the only way to get moving. When you go out for 8 hours, you must be accounted for at least 6 of those hours. So stop spending time. Start investing it. Every time investor invariably ends up an inventor. The top is open and free. The sky is the limit. But you have to make your way there. If you want to be a taker of this outpouring of inspired ideas, you need to set time apart to calmly sit down and calculate your options and chart course towards a destination. Organize ways of getting to where you are going and program a result. Reorganize your office hours to include a reasoning time. Call it planning time. It's your lunch break, or whatever you may wish to call it. Thinkers invent things that bring improvement. So every time you are committed to thinking, you are actually doing a programming for improvement. For instance, it used to be that the only way you could get a glass of soda was from soda fountain. Then someone came up with the idea of bottling it. He told Coca-Cola Company that they could use his idea if they would give him a fraction of their increased sales. That minute, percentage made him a millionaire. Also, the elevator at the L. Cortez Hotel in San Diego couldn't handle the traffic. Expert engineers and architects were called in. They concluded that they could put another elevator in the basement. Plans were drawn as the architect and the engineers were discussing it. A janitor heard and said, "Do you know what I would do if I were you?" Puzzling question. Asked what? "I will build the elevator on the outside," he replied. Architect and engineer looked at each other. They built the elevator on the outside. But outside of the building. And this became the first time in history of architecture that an elevator was built outside a building for less traffic. We can and should allow ourselves to be instruments in the hand of God for improving the lot of our generation. For God is no respecter of person. And in every nation, everyone that fears Him will get to wherever he or she wants to go, and where He, Jehovah, is taking people to. Welcome to the world of inspired ideas. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, everyone that fears Him will get to wherever He is taking people to. Great exploit. People who do the impossible, and it only happens with inspired ideas. Inspired ideas that comes from the Creator, that drops into the minds and the thoughts of thinkers. Are you a thinker? Are you a thinker? Are you part of the 15%? Who think? They are thinking. And the remaining 80% that would rather die than think. Be a part of the 5% of the human race that think. Because God created you special. He wants you to influence your generation. He wants you to influence your world. What are you doing? Ideas, inspired ideas, comes from Him and Him alone. Do you have a paper? Do you have a pen? Those who think on paper, think better. Think, and be part of the 5% that think. Not the 15% that think they are thinking, or the 80% that would rather die than think. God bless you. Thank you for joining me in today's episode of Ideas. You need ideas to change your life. God bless you. Good night.